Thank you, Madam Vice President. The Philippines welcomes the delegation of Sao Tome and Principe on the occasion of its presentation of its second report to the UPR Working Group. The Philippines recognizes the efforts of Sao Tome and Principe with the support of its international partners to pursue judicial reforms as well as other measures aimed at implementing the recommendation it received in the last UPR. We encourage Sao Tome and Principe to continue taking steps towards ratification of other core international human rights treaties and aligning its domestic legislation with international human rights standards. We appreciate the strategies for protection of the human rights of those who are vulnerable, such as the women, children, and the elderly and persons with disabilities, but note the need to enhance and monitor the implementations of these programs. Cognizance of the constraints and challenges faced by Sao Tome and Principe as a small island developing state, we recommend that Sao Tome and Principe intensify efforts to engage with development partners to support policies and programs that would advance the socioeconomic rights of its people. We further recommend that Sao Tome and Principe redouble efforts to devise comprehensive national strategy and ensure implementation of action plans for the protection of the rights of the child, particularly in the area of prevention from child labor, violence, and abuse. Finally, we recommend that Sao Tome and Principe provide women with equal access to education and employment opportunities and give priority attention to women-led households in the government poverty alleviation and food security programs. We wish Sao Tome and Principe every success in its second UPR. Thank you, Madam Vice President.